Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We are broadcasting live from that of Arizona. We're in the Scottsdale area today. We've been here for a couple days. We got a couple events coming up. Yesterday, we took a little time to hang out with Sheriff Mark Lamb and his wife last night and just kind of get caught up with what he's doing here as well, making the most of our time while we're here in Arizona. But I do want to let you know that tomorrow night we're going to be at Remembering Our Veterans at 16040 North 59th Avenue in Glendale, Arizona. That will start at 5:30 to 8:30. Again, Remembering Our Veterans. This will be in Glendale, Arizona. If you'd like to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go over to the schedule, and you'll find out right here as to where we're going to be at and what it is that we're going to be up to in the up-and-coming days, weeks, and months. So do check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the schedule. Folks, what we're going to be getting to today is yesterday I was listening to a conversation with Dinesh D'Souza. And I'll tell you what, folks, there's just a lot of people out there that like to throw in Christ into their lifestyles. You know, it's like having a little Jesus here when you need him and living for the devil over here when you want to. And then, you know, having a little life insurance over here, eternal security, knowing that you're going to heaven. So I'll serve Jesus when I'm around Christians, and when I'm not, I'll go ahead and serve the devil. And the reason I'm saying that is because you listen to their conversation, and it's not becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not taking down Dinesh D'Souza. That's not what I'm doing. But yesterday I was watching, in short, again, I'm a radio guy. I kind of have to know a little bit about what's going on in our country, right? As the sons of Issachar knew the times, so must we. But one of the things that I noticed was Dinesh was debating that of an atheist. And I want you to all remember that if there was no God, there would be no atheist, period, okay? The fool has said in his heart that there is no God, and that's the bottom line, Psalm 14, verse 1. And the reason they don't believe in God is because they want to deceive themselves enough to believe that they can go ahead and do what they want. There's no accountability to their creator, and that there's no judgment day, which we all know within ourselves that there is. And you can read Hebrews 9:27, also read Revelation 21, verse 8 when you get a moment, starting there. But I noticed that they were going back and forth and forth and back. It was just like, you know what? Both sides, and I got to share this with you. Remember that there was, you know, 1,000 people in the room being entertained through these that were debating the Word of God. And what's interesting, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, folks, if you can be talked into your faith by a man, you can be talked out of your faith by a man. But I have to tell you, I can only give you what I have received by him. And what's interesting, and the point that I'm trying to make here is, friends, is we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, 1 Corinthians 2:5. We're to find it in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. and 1 Corinthians 4:20. So I'm saying that to say this. They were just in an intellectual debate. Some of the points that were being made were good. But I can tell you right now that neither one of them were born of the Spirit of God. Hey, folks, everything that I have received when it comes to my Christian walk, it is because of something that he did. And that there was a power that was put in me. And the greatest power in calling ourselves to be witnesses of the resurrection is the fact that he's converted us. The greatest compliment I've ever received concerning my Christian walk when I first got saved was when my brother told my mom, "That's not the same Bradley." No, you're right. That's not the same Bradley, because the Lord came in here divinely and he changed my life. He came in to show me who I was and to show me who he was. And that's what I get to share with the people day in and day out as a witness of the resurrection. So when you see people debating the Word of God, folks, over nonsensical issues, and I see teachers do this all day long too, they have an head knowledge, but they have no experience of the King of Kings. Therefore, if they haven't received him, they can't give him, and men are going to find their faith in the wisdom of men's words rather than in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So, with that said, friends, when Jesus blew Lazarus out of the grave, where to find our faith in the fact that that is a divine power that did that? Where is our faith going to lie? Is it going to lie in a man, or is it going to lie in the Christ that blew Lazarus right out of his grave? John 11. It's the same thing with healing. It's the same thing with our salvation. It's the same thing with miracles, Hebrews 2:4. It's all divine. And the Bible tells us as Christians that we're to be partakers of the divine nature. And if we are not partakers of that divine nature, we have no part in this lot. And people need to understand this. So what we're going to do is we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. I have much that I want to share with you before we get to some of the main topics. I want to reiterate some of the points that I haven't had time to reiterate because we've been down for a couple days because we've been traveling to and fro from Florida into Arizona. So I want to hit a couple points, but I also want to show you some of the things that are going on in the United States once again. If you don't know what circular reasoning is, circular reasoning is the dog that keeps chasing its tail and it never gets a hold of it. And the establishment is propping up their players once again to show the American people that they've had not enough of it. And I'm going to get the statistics in just a moment. And I also want to highlight, not only is Trump in it again, but I also want you to remember this. Ron DeSantis, who I told you 3 years ago was going to run for the presidency of the United States of America, just threw his hat in, as you well know. And it's not one of those where I rejoice in saying, "I told you so, folks." I'm just telling you, there again is the divine nature seeing these things for what they are. Because when we've been converted and the Lord heals us, he also gives us the Holy Ghost, and he anoints us, and he gives us eyes to see, and he gives us ears to hear. So I'm going to go through a couple of these topics with you in a couple minutes here as well, and then I want to cover some other things that are going on in the United States, and then we'll get back to the topic that we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And if you're not, I also want to show you why that is in 1 Corinthians 15. If you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to jump in on social media platforms, please do. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and subscribe. Go to SOL Radio on the top of that page, subscribe. And or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Spring. spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Scottsdale, Arizona. Got a couple events here and making the most of our time, and then we'll be back in the saddle on Saturday, Lord willing. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. True that. I want to cover this. As I was just saying during the last segment, the end of the last segment there, it's interesting how the American people continuously reiterate and complain about what they tolerate when it comes to the establishment. But when you go on social media platforms, regardless of what it may be, you see those same people complaining about the establishment that are right there to play the game and play with those contenders, presidential contenders. They're right there to play the same game that they did during the last cycle and the cycle before that and the cycle before that. Well, what am I talking about here? I want you to see this. This is a brand new poll out. I don't trust polls, by the way, because they're the narrative is driven. And it is, as it goes back to that of Lenin again, the best way to control the narrative is to continuously control it, the opposition, and that's exactly what they're doing. But look at this, folks. This is a brand new poll out right now. It's the 2024 National Republican Primary, again, unconstitutional party system. Look who's at the top here. Donald Trump, 69%. Isn't it interesting? Everybody sat back for 4 years and listened to Donald promise them what he never delivered. And I would contend with anybody on that issue because I have the facts on my side on so many different fronts and issues. That number is 1-866-582-9933. If you want to make America great again, you keep your word. You bring forth justice, not the other way around. Read Psalm 12:8 when you get a moment. Also notice on this poll, folks, this guy named Ron DeSantis that I told you they were going to make a presidential contender over 3 years ago. He's totally endorsed by the Bushes. He's a Zionist. I got pictures of him yesterday of him in Israel praying against and to the Wailing Wall, just like that of Donald Trump. And then we have Mike Pence, creeping Mike Pence, who's at 6%. Ramaswamy is 4%, Haley 3%, Christie 1%, Cheney 1%, T. Scott is 0. Now, I don't know, is it just me, but does everybody know the names of those that are being put out there concerning the polls? Yep. Let me ask you the question, who's driving these individuals as the next contenders? The same media that 94% of you say you don't believe in. The American people need to take this issue by the scruff of the neck and begin to get behind real contenders, because these are all bought and paid for. Now, I want to show you this as well, because this is what I had told you. Isn't it interesting that when you look at this headline here, this is the postmillennial.com. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will announce he's running for president during a discussion with Twitter CEO Elon Musk on Twitter Space. Isn't it interesting, folks, and just like I've shared concerning the quote by Albert Pike, isn't it interesting that when the people need a hero, they'll deliver him up? Isn't it interesting how the people look at that of Elon Musk as if to suggest he's intervening on the behalf of the American people and he's there for us? And now if you pay attention, he's got all the attention that the mainstream media means him to have. And everybody knows him because the mainstream media is the one driving the likes of Elon Musk. But here, had him on his show. Elon Musk had Ron DeSantis on his show. And I want everybody to remember this, because I know people have short memories. But if you're on social media platforms right now, this woman, her name is Grimes. She is the child bearer for Elon Musk. She calls herself a witch. Okay? I just want to make clear that you understand who Elon Musk is. Also wanted you to see, not only is this the child bearer of his children, but this is the outfit that Elon Musk wore to a Halloween party, and it has a goat with an upside-down cross, an inverted cross, on the chest piece. This is also him again. This is Elon Musk, and I'm painting the picture for those that are listening to me in 157 cities. Here's Elon Musk with the little look towards the camera for his political op, and he's got that same breastplate on with the goat and the inverted cross on. And then if you look to the right on this picture in particular, that's his witchy mother, his occultist mother. And obviously that's Elon Musk in the center. Notice his leg shield here. Notice these. He's got upside down crosses on each one of his legs, on both of his arms, and on his chest plate. Okay? So it's not like Elon Musk is trying to hide this. This is also the guy that wants to implant a chip in the head of every person on the planet so they can control him. Here's Elon and his occultist mother once again. And if you've not seen Elon Musk's mother, I'm going to go ahead and do this because we're doing this live right now. Musk's mother. And I want you to see all the occultism that is around her in her imagery and her magazine covers. And I'm digging it up right now. Magazines and occultist. And let's see if that'll pull it up for me. I'm sure it will. But apparently not. But I've shared with the people on several occasions concerning Elon Musk's mother. It's interesting that his mother was also in a swimsuit for Sports Illustrated. These are all globalist friends. These are all elitists. These are all the people that think that they're above the rest of us. They think that they're better than we are. And I'm here to tell you that they're not better than we are. I think I found one here for you. This is live radio, so keep in mind when you're doing live radio, you get thoughts, and we follow the Holy Ghost here. And we're going to continuously follow the Holy Ghost here. But I want you to see what was the magazine. If I can't find it in 2 seconds, it just pulled up a moment ago. But it was her doing her occultist sign on the cover of Vogue magazine and the likes. But she's a real sick one, as well as Elon. And again, if people can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the satanic tree, you're going to begin to understand those that are promoting each other. And so anyways, going back to this, because I can't find it right now, I highlighted that because I wanted you to see who's promoting Ron DeSantis, and having him on his television program and the gist, and who, by the way, who has the power and the money to do it. Again, they're all in this alliance. And I'm thinking of Isaiah 28, verse 18, where there's this alliance where they're gathering together. But I want to remind everybody that all power in heaven and earth is given unto us in Christ Jesus, and he's given us power over all the works of the enemy. So I'm not by any means promoting the fear of man here. I'm promoting the fear of God, which is filial, not diabolical. And going back now to my point, I want you to see this because I've been keeping tabs on this. These are the presidential candidates for 2024, just to show you how you're being played once again. These are the ones that are being promoted: DeSantis, Tim Scott, Glenn Youngkin, Joe Biden, and then others. And these are all the ones that we know because the mainstream media is driving these. The same media that you don't believe. I'm trying to get the American people to open their eyes up concerning how they're being played by the establishment and how the players that have been thrown up as options are coming down from the very establishment and the powers that are tolerated that you seem to be complaining about. These are other Democratic politicians. Look at all the names here, but I'm getting to something that I want you to see. These are all presidential contenders that you never heard from. These are Republican presidential contenders that you never heard from. Then you have some more down here, business execs and public figures, and these are all running. So here's the list of registered 2024 presidential candidates that you never heard a peek from. Now, I'm going to take this slow, and I got about a minute here, but I just want you to see how many of these that are being completely ignored by the mainstream media. These are all the contenders for 2024 that you have not heard a peep from. These folks, I can tell you right now, a good portion of these are real presidential contenders. The ones that you've been given options concerning Ron DeSantis, Joe Biden, Mike Pence, Donald Trump, they're all controlled operatives. And when the American people wake up to this, this is when it's going to stop. But you can rest assured, administration after administration promises you everything. And then once they get into office, what do? They turn on you. And that's exactly what happened during the last criminal administration, as well as the one that we're recently, or most recently, are contending with. But look at all of these names that are being ignored by the mainstream media. I've been scrolling now for 35 seconds, folks. These are all real contenders for the presidential candidate in 2024, and you have not heard one word from a one of them. Does this not concern you, people? Do you have a care as how you're being lied to again and again and again? Look at all of these people completely being ignored. We'll be right back.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In all the talk about the debt ceiling and spending cuts, President Biden wants us to know what his talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are and are not about.
The negotiations we're having with Speaker McCarthy is about the outlines of what the budget will look like, not about default.
The president says Republican leaders agree there will not be a default. The Supreme Court says the federal government can't call something a federally protected wetland unless it's connected to a larger body of water. The 5-4 ruling from an Idaho case in which a couple was denied a permit to build a house because an isolated, soggy portion of the property was designated a wetland. Near normal is how the government describes the upcoming hurricane season. Forecasters calling for a dozen or more named storms, as many as 9 of which could become named hurricanes, and as many as 4 turning into major hurricanes. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, and I want to talk about this because I want to get to this because I see it all the time. I see where people are talking out of school, and I'm talking about the fact that Christians are to be called the witnesses of the resurrection. I see too many people out there that are claiming to be something that they are not. When Jesus said there be few that be saved, folks, we better hold to that. If you look in the book of Peter, you'll see during the times of Noah in the flood, there was 8 souls that were saved. There's a lot of people that think that they're going to heaven today, and there's no sign of Christ. There's no fruit that glorifies God, John 15:8. And when I say I see it all the time, I got to tell you, that was one of the main reasons that when I was in the world, and I'm not blaming the Lord. I'm not blaming other hypocrites for the fact that I was living in sin. I'm not going to do that. I made my own choices, Deuteronomy 30:19. But one of the things that I did when I was crying out to the Lord, when I was in the rock and roll world touring the country, I'd be the one that was under the sheets crying out to the Lord saying, I don't want to serve the God that I see in America. I want the heart of David. I want to know the living God. And I couldn't have anything less than that. And I used to say it, and I still say it, if you're not going to be who you are in Scripture to me, then let me go. Because I'm not going to go out there and play the hypocrite to other people. And again, this is what I see. I want the real deal. And the Lord wants us to desire Him in such a fashion that we worship Him in spirit and in truth. And it's funny because as I'm thinking this through, and this all spawned from yesterday when I seen Dinesh D'Souza debating an atheist. And I see so many people that do this. They have a knowledge of the word, but they don't realize, in part, but they don't realize that the Spirit killeth, and they don't realize that the Spirit gives life. They never go that far. They never go into the supernatural realm where the Spirit brings life, because they've never been there. They're dead letters. It tells us in 2 Corinthians 3:6, it tells us, who has also made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And how many of these people are out there that are debating? And this is all they can do is debate. And it's, by the way, much of it is predicated upon speculation. Not that it's all bad, but much of it is predicated on speculation. Neither one knows. As a matter of fact, one of the points that came up yesterday was that the atheist said that there's no afterlife. Well, wait a second. Then Dinesh D'Souza comes in behind that, and he says, well, just because you've never partaken with that doesn't mean it's not so. And then, of course, the atheist goes back and says, well, have you? And Dinesh D'Souza, he didn't say absolutely nothing to it, but he said, it's interesting that when people die, they notice that, and they come back, they notice that there's a light, or they say Jesus, or what they do is they notice that their body's still alive, and their body's dead, but their spirits are still alive. And the atheist rightly said back to him, he said, well, they have visions of Allah as well. They have visions of their foreign gods. Of course they do. Because the enemy is constantly mocking and trying to imitate the Christ at every given level. But wait a second. Let me say this, because like Paul in Acts 9, he could only deliver that which he received. If you ain't got it to give, you can't give it. Okay? If the Lord puts it into you and out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters, then you can give it, but not until then. And that's a work of the Holy Ghost, folks. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Well, what's interesting, folks, if you're saved, isn't it? Now, let's just go down to the nitty gritty of this, because I'm thinking this through as we're having this show, having this program today. If we're really saved by the Spirit of God, what does the Spirit of God come in to do? He comes into us to renew us and to regenerate us. What does he do? He creates in us a clean heart, and he renews a right spirit within us. He gives us the grace of Christ. Grace came by Jesus, right? Grace and truth. Moses brought forth the law. Jesus brought grace and truth. Does that grace, is that a divine grace? Yes, it is, because when you're born of the Spirit of God and you're given that grace, the very definition of grace is that you will have the power to restrain from sin. That's what the definition is in Webster's 1828. If you have not that power, where is the divine life? Just proving the fact that if we're truly born, that grace within us is going to make us conquerors. And the faith that he gives us is going to cause us to overcome the world. And there's a different language with that as well, 1 John 4:5. But when you see people debate and they're not born of the Spirit of God, what I just said was completely foreign to them. It was completely Chinese to them. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, folks, I strongly suggest that you go back to the mandate of repent before God for violating his moral law, Acts 20, verse 21, and let that law drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. And when you're born again, John 3:3, guess what happens? You're going to take on a new nature. And what are you going to do? You're going to continuously feed on the bread of life. And there's so many people that, again, making and proving the point that they say they're born again of the Spirit of God, but they don't feed on the bread of life. Folks, I've had people say this to me. I've had them tell me, Bradley, I love the Lord, but I have no desire for his word. And it's like, are you kidding me? You have so deceived yourself into believing that you're the Lord's kid, but you have no desire to know who he is. That kicks up against Scripture at every given turn. I mean, if he is the bread of life, we're going to feed on him, John 6:35. The first prerequisite is that we must know his doctrine, John 7:17. He said, if you're my disciples, and you're my disciples, indeed, you'll continue in my word, common sense comes into play here. But they call themselves Christians. And if you're following these sort of people, remember what Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. Now, let me get back to the point. When I watched this debate between these two, it was almost comical. And again, as I said, it wasn't that within itself, it was bad concerning some of the points that were being made. But if Dinesh D'Souza was actually born of the Spirit of God, there was no debate. Because there's nothing to debate away, because the Word of God is absolute. And if we hold to the Word of God and it is absolute, guess what? There is no debate. This is one of the things that I see constantly. I noticed that when you look at Jesus, the Bible said that they said nothing to him. When you look at the prophets, they said nothing to them. Why? Because they walked with an authority that was there and birthed by the Spirit of God. They were given a confidence like nobody else. And there was no debating the Word of God. It was absolute. And the Lord gave the command and he gave the word and he said, let it be written, let it be done. There is no debate. There is no deconstructing the Word of God to make it out to be what you want to be. And if it is, I can guarantee you what's missing. It's the cross. And if it's missing the cross, it's you are missing out on the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. It's the power of God unto salvation. And the Bible calls people such as them enemies of the cross of Christ. Folks, let me revert back to this. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And if you're born of the Spirit of God, guess what? And if I can revert back to the point that I was just making, there is no debate. Because I know what I know. Remember Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. There was no debating. There was a reasoning. But Paul also held to what was put in him by the Spirit of God, where others are not doing that. And they cannot do that. And they love to do nothing but talk, talk, talk. They love to debate, debate, debate. And those that are born of the Spirit of God, they have meat to eat that the world knows not anything of in John 4. And I'm talking about the will of God. And they are set on this earth that his will might be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Again, what are they doing? Instead of being out and about seeking and saving that which is lost, they're inside of a building having another debate. Okay, now I want to show you something here because this is what people don't know. And they never, it's always overlooked in conversations. But when you look at 1 Corinthians 15, this explains a lot. It says in verse 12, now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, isn't that what we all preach? He was crucified, he was buried, and he was risen to the glory of the Father, Romans 6. Well, it tells us in verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 15, how say some among you that there's no resurrection of the dead? Hey, folks, let me remind you that you're to find your faith in the wisdom, not of men, and not in the wisdom of men, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. That's 1 Corinthians 2:5. 1 Corinthians 4:20 tells us that the word here, I'm just going to go here. I know what it says, but I just want to give it to you verbatim and keep it in context. 4:20, the word of God came unto you not in word, but in power. Okay, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but it is a matter of power, it tells us. And then what I want to do, too, is go over to Thessalonians, because what I'm telling you right now is the only thing I know, and it seems to line up with Scripture, and I'm happy that it does. It tells us in verse 5 of 1 Corinthians, for our gospel came not into you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men were among you for your sake. And you became followers. Followers is a verb, friends. They were moving forward. They were following the disciples that were following Christ. Remember, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. Okay? Christians are moving. They're not just sitting there debating away. And again, let me make reference to something I was saying earlier. It's amazing to me that when I look at the comment section after videos are done, there's usually comments made about the things that I say.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Friends, can I notice this is where the conversation online just dries up? Because, again, there's so many that profess to know Christ, but when I'm talking about the experience that I've had with Christ, people are lost. It's foreign to them. I'm speaking a foreign language. Isn't it interesting that when you look at Philippians 3, Paul was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was self-righteous at every given turn. And then in Acts 9, he hit the dirt, and he experienced the Christ. And the first thing the Lord told him, by the way, is, I must show him how many things he must suffer for my namesake. That's the first thing he said to him. But isn't it interesting that he immediately started to preach that Christ is alive? And when those that are born of the Spirit of God in truth, that's the only message that they can give. And guess what? The Pharisees hated the fact that Jesus was alive, and they hated the fact that their point man, Paul, Saul of Tarsus, that was converted to Paul, was now a converted man. And see, Paul wasn't talked into it. He was, the hell was knocked out and the heaven was put in, for a better way of saying it. And I want to say that when you see it across the boards today, I was making the point during the end of the last segment, just having a conversation, that when you see so many comments and debates going on in people's commentaries, it really bothers me, because there's no absolute, and that's why men are always questioning Christianity, because other professed Christians are right there to debate away or deconstruct the Word of God into making it fit that to that of man's fallen nature. And again, they deconstruct the Word of God. They say, well, what's your opinion of this? And then they begin this debate, which if a man was born of the Spirit of God, he can say, listen, I know as a fact this is the case, and that's where he stops, and that's what he holds to. And yet I see all of these people leaving comments about this and their opinion, that, this, that, and the other thing. And it's okay that you have your opinion as long as it's rooted in the Word of God and your experience with the Holy Ghost. And if it's not, I don't really care. I don't have a conversation with you. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It's one of the hardest things in the world, literally. Man, I'll tell you what, when I was in the rock and roll world, I had people around me all the time. And I was the loneliest guy in the room. And now I'm in the Christian realm doing what I'm doing. I'm finding myself just as alone when it came to the companions of those that fear the Lord, because they have no idea who the Holy Ghost is in their life. And it's interesting as well, friends, that many people even deny the Holy Ghost all the way around. But listen, I'm completely dependent upon the Holy Ghost because he's the one that illuminates men by his power. Scripture tells us in Acts 2:32, God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Folks, I can't tell you something that I have not experienced in Christ. Yet you see teachers, as they call themselves, do it all day long. Yet Paul said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not done through me. Isn't it crazy? But what I can share with you is what I know. Our gospel came not in you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men were among you for your sake. Did it say anything about you finding your faith in man? Absolutely not. Our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men were among you for your sakes, and you became followers of us and the Lord, having received the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. Isn't that crazy? Wow, that's crazy to me. That people, even reading that, they don't understand that. And it's the language that I understand. And when the Bible talks about our gospel became the gospel, or our conversation became the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's all I see. Remember when King David prayed that he was a companion of all them that feared the Lord and of them that kept his precepts? Yeah, those guys are really hard to find. And let me be straight up honest with you. What I do notice across the country, and again, it's not to diminish anybody else's call or gift, if it's a real one, I'm not doing that, but I'll tell you what, when it comes to the like to be holy as I am holy, which is the work of the Holy Ghost, but we still obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us in Romans 6, I don't see that. I don't see where they desire to have a conversation where it's just becometh the Word of God. I don't see that. I see what comes out of their heart, and a lot of what I see comes out of their heart and out of their mouth. I don't want to be around that because it's a little of the world and it's a little of the church, and yet they have the audacity to call themselves preachers. I don't like that whatsoever. The only thing that I can give to the people is my conversion in Christ, my testimony in Jesus Christ, because that's what Scripture tells us, okay? And what if I can't give that? Well, listen to this. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. Christians, listen. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. It's worthless. And you are yet in your sins. And that's exactly why, if you're still in your sins, still looking for a reason to make excuses for your sinful lifestyle, and you have no idea what I'm talking about, that's the very reason you have no idea what I'm talking about. Men are supposed to find their faith in him, not in me. Okay? In my conversion in Christ, giving his message and what he did for me and saving me from my sin. Hey, folks, real Christians understand that the objective here is Jesus came into their life, he converted them, and he saved them from their sins. Not in their sins, but from their sins. Matthew 1:21. I also want you to hear this, because I just read 1 Corinthians 15, but I want to go to that which precedes 1 Corinthians 15. And it said, this is what Paul said, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. See, most men can't give that because they never received. Well, that Christ died for our sins, and it tells us in Romans 8, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. And then if you go to 8:14, it also talks about how we mortify the deeds of the flesh. Most people haven't done that. And then again, they understand, they're trying to figure out why they don't understand the power of God unto salvation. But look at Paul said here in 1 Corinthians 15, I only gave to you which I received. And that Jesus was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And then it talks about how he was seen as Cephas, then of the 12. And after that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to this present, but some are fallen asleep. Folks, and then it goes on, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Who gave him that grace, folks? The living, resurrected Christ. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. So, folks, we can't go out there and just merely give people a head knowledge. We have to go out there and share with people what Jesus has done for us. When the Bible says in 5:17 of Corinthians that all things old have passed away, behold, all things are become new, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. And the fact of the matter is, and until we know that, we have received the power of God to be born again by the water and the Spirit, folks, we have no business going around talking about Jesus Christ whatsoever. And it's interesting what people will talk about that are not born of the Spirit. They have a negative conversation. It's always negative. But I got to say this, in the Spirit, it is negative to the flesh. Because the Bible says those that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So the spiritual life is a negative to the flesh. There's no question about it. But what happens when it becomes greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? Like Paul, he would rather be with Christ, right? But he said it was more profitable that he stayed here for the people in conveying the message as he was an ambassador on the behalf of Christ, as a conduit, as a window, as out of his belly will flow rivers of living water, that men can find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words. You know, and it's interesting as well, folks, when you look at Hebrews 2:4, I'm thinking of, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. That was all premised on you finding your faith in him. Everything that Jesus did, from blowing Lazarus out of the grave to raising the little 12-year-old girl, Talitha Kumi, from the dead, and the only son of the widow that was raised up from the briar. I mean, all of that is supernatural. And just think about this. Jesus said to us, when it comes to the giftings of the Spirit and that we're to be partakers of the divine nature, he said, greater works will you do than I did. So we have to get into the things of the Spirit of the Word rather than just the letter, because, again, friends, the letter killeth. Everything about my life from 23 years ago to who I am right now, I seek to be made perfect in Christ Jesus. Prior to that, I was always trying to find myself, and I was looking to the church, and the church couldn't deliver because there was very far and few between that actually understood that Christianity is 100% spiritual. There's nothing about it that's carnal.
What can happen in 6 seconds? A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.